We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Browns are a mess right now.
Oh.
They are a mess. And what I saw on that field yesterday, from an organizational standpoint, from a leadership standpoint, from an offensive standpoint, was an absolute disgrace. This team is the biggest disgrace in the NFL right now. And there is no doubt about this, Dustin. They were, a lot of people, realistically, based on the talent, based on what they did last year, thought this team would be a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, well, are the Browns going to win the division or are they going to win the wild card? And now they are, the only debate about the Browns right now is, are they the worst team in the division or the second worst team in the division with the Steelers? Because they're no longer, and it doesn't mean things can't turn around because it's been such a wacky season. Who the hell knows what's going to happen in these last five games? But it's hard to have any faith. Do you know that the Browns have the second worst strength of victory in the entire AFC? And I'm not just talking about playoff contenders, which the Browns are not legitimately are. The Browns' strength of victory is 371.
Wow.
In other words, the winning percentage of all the teams they've beaten is 371. And I actually just made a mistake. I said that the Browns had the second worst strength of victory in the AFC. Actually, I looked at it yesterday, and I just looked at it again now. I'm wrong. They have the worst strength of victory. So not only are they in 12th place out of 16 teams in the AFC with the dreck known as the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Miami Dolphins, who are playing much better football than the Browns, and the Jets and the Texans and the Jacksonville Jaguars, they have the least impressive wins in all of the AFC. The Browns are the biggest disgrace in the league. They top to bottom here. Now the
biggest disappointment. Biggest disappointment by far.
Yeah. All right. You don't like my disgrace word?
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with disgrace. I mean, they're a 500 team. There's other teams that are well below 500. So.
But those teams were supposed to be bad.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You know, those teams were supposed. Nobody realistically thought Jacksonville or the Texans or the Jets. Or maybe Washington, or the Bears, or the Lions. The Browns are a disaster. What I saw in that field yesterday was a freaking embarrassment. You had it felt like 13 plays in a row because it was that much time. Well, do we have enough guys on the field? Do we have too many? They had too many guys on the field, three plays in a row.
It's amazing.
The refs bailed them out the first two times when the Ravens got that fake punt. And then finally they run the play and they still have 12 guys on the field.
And didn't they have a kickoff return where they had 10 on the field?
They did. They had that too. They had 12. They had 10. There is no life to the offense.
No, and the offense stinks.
The defense is playing pretty well. Outside
offense,
of the
– the defense gets an A+ for me.
Played well. They did good. They're playing well. The defense outside of the Patriot game has played well for like 5-6 weeks. They stunk in the paint. And the offense, outside of the Bengal game, when they play, it's so funny. You watch that Bengal-Browns game, you think the Browns are the best team in football and the Bengals are the worst.
Right.
And the Bengals right now are a million times better than the Browns, even though the Browns were a million times better on that day. The offense has been awful. We heard before the game, Collinsworth and Tirico couldn't shut up about how Baker feels the best he has in months. And then all they did the whole game was talk about his injuries. But this is not just about Baker. Baker wasn't terrible in the game. He was, you know, completely mediocre.
I thought he was pretty terrible, but that's fine.
You thought he was terrible? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he was being a little generous with the mediocre. But Lamar Jackson was awful in this game, by the way. He was
awful.
Yeah,
but here's the difference, Adam. Lamar Jackson makes the three plays you need to win a football game, and Baker just can't do it.
He did. You're right. You're right. Lamar overall was even worse than Baker in this game. And Lamar made big plays when it mattered.
Lamar didn't care that he threw an interception four times in a row. Like, he just kept playing. He's like, whatever, no big deal. Like, it just shrugged it off and then just made amazing play after amazing play to win the football game. I mean, we had about three, four plays that were pretty amazing that game, and it's all they needed to win the football game.
That's right, because the Browns' offense was garbage.
Yeah.
They didn't run the ball well. They gave up on the run too early. There's no energy from the offense. There's no creativity. I have been basically giving Kevin Stefanski a pass. That is over. He did a terrible job. He had a lack of leadership there. All the critical errors, the mistakes, bad clock management. You know, I usually don't dive into play calling too much because, as I always say, we don't know what the play was. But the team's got no life, Dustin, and you can't just give up on the running game. You can't.
They
do
ran
that.
The ball 17 times for 40 yards. The best running attack. I know Conklin got hurt and all that, and I that was a loss, big time loss. But they just gave up on it, and I know Baltimore stacks the box. I know that, but you've got two of the best running backs in football here, folks. Yeah. And Hunt was healthy, and Nick Chubb got 8 carries for a 2-yard average.
And now we got Kareem Hunt's dad complaining
about Baker,
which we don't need. We don't need that either. He needs to pipe down.
What Emily said today? Emily comment yet or not yet?
Just like we need Emily to pipe down. Just like we don't care about Odell's dad anymore. He's out of the picture. I don't need. We shut up. Family members just shut up. We don't need them. We're not interested in what they have to say. At least I'm not. I guess other people might be. But there's plenty of blame to go around. The offensive line didn't play a great game. The receivers / tight ends. Austin Hooper, could you be more overpaid?
Oh my God.
This guy's a bum. He's a bum. He's one of the highest paid tight ends in the league. He stinks. He does nothing. Make a catch. Help your quarterback out.
The last drive. Like, I mean, you got to make that catch, man.
And why is Rashad Higgins not playing? What is going on with
something,
this guy?
It's been multiple regimes with this guy. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he must be in the doghouse or something.
Yeah. Can you play – actually, Mac, do me a favor. I had some clips set up. But play Stefanski 5. Let me know when you have Stefanski 5 because I wanted to hear his answer on why – because this answer was ridiculous to me.
You got it right. We got it for you.
Here's Stefanski – on why Rashard Higgins was inactive for the game.
Just felt like that was the plan going into this week. That changes weekly. There's so many things to consider with things like that in terms of what our game plan looks like, special teams, etc.
Is Kevin Stefanski asleep? Was he asleep after the game?
It felt like he was asleep during
the game.
Felt like it.
Can we wake him up?
Man.
Like, is he, what is he doing before the game? Is he getting a massage? What is he doing? It because he's sleepwalking right now.
Well, we loved it.
Wake up.
We loved it when they were winning because he had this calm, cool, collected mindset on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And now that they're not winning at all, we're like, show some fire, right? Like, show us something. He just – that one time they panned to him on the sidelines, he's just like shaking his head. It's like, dude, do something.
He's got no energy and the team's got no energy. Like, calmness is one thing. He's like – dead. It's like he's dead out there. He's Weekend at Bernie's. It's Weekend at
Bernie's. We're carrying him around like he's Bernie.
My God, put sunglasses on him. You wouldn't know he was alive.
Bernie Lomax.
For crying out loud. I mean, and then of course, but I'm sure he had a great answer after the game when he was asked what's going on with the offense. I'm sure there was a phenomenal answer. Wait, coach, what is happening with the offense? Tell us, please.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It is very frustrating to not score enough, and it's always a combination of things. It's, you know, staying on the field on third down. It's raw effectively getting to the red zone, all those things. But we're just not doing a good enough job, and that starts with me.
He's putting me to sleep. It's a snooze fest. It starts with you, and yes, it does start with him. He's done a lousy job, and what can you explain to me why on the final drive of the game, D'Ernest Johnson? I love D'Ernest, nice player, love him. He hadn't played the whole freaking game. You have Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. Why is D'Ernest Johnson on the field, Dustin?
Well, they said Hunt was hurt.
Okay, well, then why isn't Nick Chubb on the field?
No, that's a fair question.
I mean, come on. It's the final drive. Can I have my best player out there?
Can I have your best player out there? Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
Oh, my God. Stop getting – Stefanski's getting too cute. And you know me. Listen, I rarely criticize a – I love gutsy calls, right? I love going for it on fourth down. I hate kicks. I hate punts. I like trick plays. I'm usually not critical about trick plays because I feel like people usually criticize trick plays only if they don't work. And if they had work, you wouldn't have criticized it. But last night when the offense was doing nothing and they finally get a big play down the field, Baker makes a big pass down the field, long completion to Jarvis. Was it to Jarvis? I think it was.
I think so.
And then the next play, you run a gadget play.
The reverse pass?
Don't do it. Yeah, I didn't. What is that?
And they flare Baker out like he's part of. He's like a receiver.
Yeah,
with one leg.
I don't have a problem with that in general. It was in that moment. It didn't make any sense. You had finally done something with the offense.
Yeah.
Go for the gusto. Go for the gusto.
Go for the gusto.
Go for the throat. Whatever. Throw it in the end zone. Do something else. You have Jarvis running around there like a crazy man. Spitting all over my microphone.
You all right there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I haven't talked much in the last 18 days. I got plenty to say.
Good.
But I'll tell you, I mean, it was the Browns are just a huge disappointment, as you said earlier.
They're just an average football team.
They are. That's what they are. And there's a lot of blame to go around, mostly on the offense. And, you know, you said earlier, well, we loved Coach Stefanski when he was calm last year. We did. But last year, there was a sense of
how can this guy
totally
go from
organized.
Being the coach of the year to the coach of like the biggest dud?
It's amazing. Listen,
did he forget how to coach in a year?
Him, but I don't want to fire him.
I don't think he deserves to be fired.
No.
But
he
deserves to be criticized and held to the fire because of the poor offense that he's directing.
Yeah, you know, I've been against when people have said. Let's take the play calling away from Kevin Stefanski.
It might be time.
I was reading Doug LaMaurice's column today, Cleveland.com, and he suggested, and I agree with him. I do. I've come around on this. You know, the team was so disorganized, and Didi Kinkabwala was on with Ken and Lima, whenever she's on. I can't remember what day it was. I was listening, and last week or the week before. And she said, I prefer my coach to be a CEO. And that's what a lot of the good coaches are. Some of them are not. But I think right now, Kevin Stefanski needs to be the CEO.
He's in over his head right now.
It feels that way, Dustin, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah.
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 He needs to get it together. He needs to be the head coach. You got, and now's the perfect week to do it because you got the bye. You got 2 weeks. You're playing against the same team. Turn the play calling over to Alex Van Pelt and let's go. Let's see. Because this team needs to shake something up.
Well, the problem is.
Because they
got
to go at least 4-1 to make the playoffs, and they're probably not going to do that.
You know, there's ego involved here. And, like he was hired to be this great offensive mind and call the plays. And the second that you turn the play calling over to Van Pelt, that just, you're basically conceding that you suck as a play caller. And that's difficult for somebody, a lot of people, to do.
Yeah.
So I can't see him doing it, honestly.
Yeah.
It may be time, but I can't see him doing it.
If Kevin Stefanski wants to do what's best for the team, I think right now that's what's best for the team.
What's best for the team is to not play Baker Mayfield,
by the
way.
We ask players to put their ego aside.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was talking over you.
No, it's okay. I said that right now the best thing for the team is to not play Baker Mayfield, too.
Well,
I can't believe they keep running him out there. I feel bad. Honestly, I feel bad for him.
Again, didn't they not say before the game he was the healthiest he's been? Didn't he say it?
The very first play, he runs
and
he's limping. And then all they did the whole game was talk about how he's banged up.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.